Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Today in Bajan History, 24th February 1952. Cultural Societies and the Press. On this day, 24th February 1952, the Advocate News reported that a meeting of the Council of the Association of Cultural Societies of Barbados was held at Wakefield in White Park, Bridgetown. The president of the society was Mr. J.W.B. Chenery and the vice president, Mr. F.A. Hoyas. According to the Advocate, quote, among the affiliated organizations represented at the meeting were the Barbados Museum and Historical Society, the YMCA, the Weymouth Club, Everton, the Press Club, the Olympia Club, the Barbados Choral Society, the Harrison College Sciences Club, the Lodge School Guild, and the Extramural Association. Unquote. The aim of the association was to give focus to the development of culture, quote, by sponsoring joint activities, promoting and encouraging the study and practice of music, drama, literature, and the fine arts, and the other subjects of a cultural nature, unquote. However, only two meetings had been held in 4 years, where members of the executive committee could, quote, be got together, unquote. The executive felt that the affiliated members must decide whether the association could be revived. The chair invited comments from the floor. Some members suggested the formation of a film society. The executive considered sponsoring musical concerts as well as local publications. One member observed that clubs across the island had been previously very active and enthusiastic. Mr. F.A. Hoyas, as vice president, agreed. Quote, after 1948, the year the association had been formed, the GOPS began to complain of an uncooperative attitude on the part of the press, and he felt that it was one of the reasons why the work of the various groups had begun to flag. Unquote. Mr. Hilton A. Vaughan was present at the meeting. He suggested that the association continue its activities. Quote, after all, he added, the idea of its inception is that, if necessary, it would take the place of the British Council, should the latter ever have, for one reason or another, to leave Barbados. He disagreed with the view that the University College of the West Indies had cut the ground from under the feet of the association. There was still valuable work the association can do without duplicating the work of the extramural department, unquote. And so the battles for the recognition of various cultural groups and activities in Barbados continued on this day, 4th February, 1952.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.